AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A potential juror in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York could be cited for contempt of court. The man did not comply with Judge Juan Merchan's instructions that he returned today to be questioned about a case from the 90s in which someone tore down political signs in Westchester County. And another member of the panel was allowed to quit, the judge suggesting the media gave out so many details that her identity became obvious. Former prosecutor David Weinstein remarks,
"With today's ability to find information about virtually anyone and anything by looking on your phone, looking on your computer, and using your Google skills to take snippets of information, it's very hard for people to remain anonymous."
12 more jurors still need to be picked. 911 service is mostly back in Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas after dispatch centers reported temporary outages that began last night. In Las Vegas, the Metropolitan Police Department said it could see mobile callers' IDs and was actually calling them back, but landline service was not working. The U.S. and U.K. have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concerns grow over Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel. Israel's prime minister insists that he will decide about a counterattack. Here's our Karen Chamas.
On a visit to Germany, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the European nation's support in light of Iran's air assault.
"Thank you for the support you've given Israel in the Iranian attack."
Despite Western support, many of Israel's allies are concerned the fighting could spiral.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment did not change last week. The Labor Department reports unemployment claims were unchanged at 212,000. This is AP News. The Senate has rejected impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. For the first time in nearly 150 years, the House impeached a cabinet secretary. But then,
the Senate, sitting as a court of impeachment, stands adjourned sine die.
The Democrat majority voted to dismiss both impeachment articles and end the proceedings before any arguments, after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer argued the GOP charges failed to meet the impeachment standards of high crimes and misdemeanors.
"An illegitimate and profane abuse of the U.S. Constitution."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.